All right, so Dana had sent us this message last week wanting advice on whether or not she should call the waiter who wrote his number on her check. We all landed on yes after a little bit of a back and forth to call the guy, right? You never know if you're not going to give it a shot, right?
Exactly.
To be honest, we wanted to call this morning for an update, no matter, you know, if there was an update or not, just to, you know, see how things were going.
Which bold move on our part.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to take the bull by the horns, right, Kelly?
Okay.
Well, we did get an update.
We did. She wrote, "Hey, guys, sorry. I know you wanted to talk to me this morning, but I have an early shift at the hospital. I'm a nurse. And I'll actually have to hear this later on the podcast."
Well, guess what, Dana? We have an early shift, too. It's called the radio.
I feel like being a nurse is a little more important than us.
Sorry. I thought I was just saying that to myself. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you were. They said that out loud. Okay, anyway, she goes, "I didn't want to leave you hanging anyway. Took your advice, texted him saying, 'Hey, it's Dana. You left your number on my check the other day.'"
Mm.
"He had his read receipts on. So I know, like, read receipts. I know he saw it, but didn't answer for an hour."
That's brutal.
That's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the worst. Like, I know you saw that.
Right.
So already I'm kind of like, okay, he handed out his number to a million girls. He's trying to figure out which one I am, mm-hmm. and I'm about to just write this whole thing off.
Right.
Then he answers with, "Hey, cutie, sorry it took so long to answer. I'm visiting my grandma in the nursing home. We're playing an intense game of bingo, LOL.
Okay.
So then I'm all like, okay, that's really cute.
Sure.
So we text back and forth for a bit, finally set up a date for the next evening. So we met at the restaurant because, again, just wanted to have an escape if I needed it. He looked really hot with an adorable I play bingo with grandma kind of vibe. And I'm really getting excited about the night.
Mm-hmm.
We're super flirty all through dinner. And we're waiting on dessert when I see an attractive blonde walking toward us like she's on a mission.
Yep.
I'm looking at him like, do you know her? And before he says a word, she's towering over him saying, wow, just wow, at our place? We break up 1 week ago and you've already found a new flavor?
Whoop.
He's trying to get her to lower her voice. She turns to me and says, make sure you tell his grandma I said hi. That's date number two. She's precious. Too bad her grandson is such a dog.
Oh.
She takes a breadstick.
Oh.
Turns with a dramatic hair flip and walks out.
Wow.
My mouth is gaping open.
Yeah.
He's trying to explain he dumped her because she's way too dramatic.
Uh-huh.
And my head is spinning. Now, he could tell I was weirded out by this whole thing. He
right.
looked pretty defeated, like he knew she ruined what was a great date. I thanked him, gave him a hug, and left. He texted the next day, apologizing again.
Yeah.
Promising they're over.
Okay.
He said it was probably bad judgment on his part to take me to a place they went to a lot, but that he had a really good time with me and wanted a second chance. He said he understood if I thought it was too soon,
mm-hmm.
but that he had been over her long before they actually broke up. He was just too afraid of her drama and stayed too long. So now I'm asking you guys, should I believe him? Do we try another date? Do I play bingo with grandma? Help me.
Well, apparently that's date number two. So if you do go on date number two, you're...
Just trying to prepare.
You're going to play bingo with his grandma.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like he's got a little gray area overlapping happening. I think it's odd that she just shows up at this restaurant. Like,
unless she was going to eat there, saw him, and then just decided, you know what, abort mission, but not before I blow some stuff up.
Yeah, I mean,
that could have happened.
Yeah, coincidence, yes, uh-huh. but almost too coincidental that she is at the same place with him and Dana.
Or, yeah, maybe he was trying to make a statement, like if he saw her and he's
like, we're over.
A new girl, like to give the message, like, we're done, I'm moving on, you need to get that through your skull. That could be
I don't know. Well, maybe he's just a different... maybe he's just a different breed, but I don't know if I would have done that.
Yeah, no, he realized now bad judgment, probably shouldn't have gone to that place.
Right, right.
So soon after breaking up with that one.
we're getting texts from listeners. Jake says that things that didn't happen for 500, Alex. He doesn't have a grandma. He wasn't playing bingo with grandma when you text.
Oh, man. There's a lot to unpack here, but I mean, based on the dramatic display from the ex, you kind of tend to believe his story a little bit, but I don't know. I'm always trying to give the people the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, so I guess let's just turn it back and just say, hey, so what would you do? Have you ever been in a situation where you were confronted by a new ex?
Okay.
All right. We'll hear that and then hear more of your comments and stories on the way on 99.7 EJX. So we heard back from Dana, the woman who sent us or who got the number from a waiter at a restaurant last week. They went out on a date. She was confronted by an ex of his going, wow, new flavor, huh?
Uh-huh. 1 week after we break up?
Yeah.
Already moving on.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah. So have you ever been confronted by the ex of the person that you're out with?
Okay, I have. Can I say my story now?
Yes.
Okay, I have. So I had just started dating my boyfriend. We'll call him Satan. And his ex-girlfriend decides to show up at his apartment. And she's in the parking lot banging on his car to get attention.
Mm.
And then she comes to the door. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let you handle that. And I go kind of hide out in the back room. And then I hear just like all the yelling and all the things. And then that was it after then she finally leaves. But then she somehow gets my phone number.
Oh.
And she starts calling, leaving all these messages for him. Like there was several weeks where she was making her presence known and protesting the fact that he was dating someone new.
How long did you allow that to go on, or did you break up with him because of that drama?
Oh, no. No, I was with him for 4 years. That was the one that had other girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
So, hindsight, that probably should have been the first giant big red flag.
All right.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Ashley says, I say don't let a crazy ex stop you from pursuing something. Maybe just have a serious talk with him first.
Like, hey, maybe we handle that. We give it a little space, a little beat.
Yeah.
And we could try that again.
Stacy's saying the same thing. Go on another date. Yeah, she says if that girl caused a scene, obviously she's a drama queen. It would have been a total different situation if she would have done this quietly or tried to talk to Dana in private to warn her about him. But the fact that she caused a scene makes me sad and shows kind of the drama that she's on.
Tends to corroborate his story about how she's drama queen
now,
and he kind of stayed because he was afraid of that drama because there it is on display.
Yeah, Stephanie is throwing up the big old caution flag going saying, hey, she may need to dodge that bullet and not go out with this guy a second time. On the first date with my ex-boyfriend, we got chased around southern Indiana by his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
He had told me he was over the relationship about 6 months before he broke up with her. He also told several friends that he was over our relationship about 6 months before he broke up with me.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds like you've got some stories there, Stephanie.
I know. We're just kind of caught in the middle right now of trying to figure out, like, is this guy sincere and was just kind of caught up in a bad situation and it's bad timing for Dana?
Yeah.
Or if
now,
is this a giant red flag?
Is this something that really happens? Because Kristen sends us a message and says, what if it's all a setup? Like, what if he and that dramatic girl were friends and had a plan that if the date was not going well, or
that
if
was
he wasn't feeling
plan?
It, he would text her to come and interrupt it in a dramatic way as a sort of a way to end the date, or hopes that Dana would be turned off and wouldn't want to go any further.
Okay, that could be true, but then I don't think that he would have texted the next day apologizing, asking for a second chance. If that was his way out, he'd just be like, yeah, so I get it. We're not going to go out again because that's too much. Okay, but thanks. Bye-bye. Like, I think that he would not have said, let's try this again. I really want a second chance if you'll go out with me again.
That's true. All right. Well,
I mean, that leads me to think that he's sincere because he was like, he's embarrassed. He was defeated. He knew.
So he better not take you around grandma until at least date three.
Exactly. Exactly. She called him out of the grandma move. So let's wait. Let's put a pause on bingo. Let's find another restaurant that maybe you didn't go to with the ex-girlfriend a lot.
I was going to say, you pick the restaurant next time. All right.
Or
well,
he has her over and he does some cooking or something. Maybe that. Well, no, I don't know. She still knows where he lives. Maybe they go to her place. I don't know. I'm just, okay, well, we need to find a neutral place. Let's find a neutral place.
Are we saying plow ahead?
One more. At least one more date. Right,
give him one more chance.
I need one more.
All right,
I
Dana.
I need one more.
I don't know if this will turn into a third update from you, but maybe it will. Who knows? Thanks for reaching back out to us, and hopefully this will give you a little bit of, I guess.
Sometimes you have to climb mountains to find good things, right?
To
reach the summit of love.
He is your mountain of love.
Yeah.
That you need to climb. All right. All right. Thanks, Dana.